Hello and welcome to our podcast, Dad Bodcast. We are here, we're amateurs, and we're going to talk about our first time. Whoa, before anything, I got to introduce us. We're going to do like a little icebreaker. You know, probably 40% of our listeners have been to schooling up until grade 12, so you've done some icebreakers. We're going to do our name, our favorite food, and if we would rather sleep with our grandparents on our mom's or dad's side. All right, I'm Shannon. What was the second thing I said?
Favorite food.
Definitely tacos. I'd rather sleep with my grandfather on my dad's side. Shout out to you, Hal. All right, your turn. A Money, aka Anus.
Hey guys, my name's Austin. Most of you know me as A Money, or my close friends know me as Anus. But that's only if you really get in my tight circle. My favorite food is probably a nice big old juicy steak, you know? And I'd rather sleep with someone on my dad's side.
That's great. All right, so we don't usually do this, but we have a special guest tonight. It's a really big treat. And we're going to introduce you to Brooke. That's Anus's little sister, Butthole. And Butthole, answer these questions, huh?
Hey guys, what's up? My name's Venus. My favorite food is probably blueberries. And I would rather sleep with someone on my dad's side, for sure.
Perfect. All right, so dad's side it is. Shout out to the dads of America. Dad Podcast. All right. So our topic, we're going to just dive right in. You're going to get to know us. We're going to talk about not even getting into the relationships, but we're going to talk about breakups. Uh-huh. Now, Austin, how many breakups would you say that you have been in?
Seven.
Woo. Now, What do you think was the worst breakup, the messiest, the one that everyone was involved in, it was terrible?
Probably the one where everyone thought I was cheating on somebody, but I really wasn't, and I was actually in another country.
Oh, wow, you know, that sounds like a pity party.
What?
Oh, we're about to hear the story, Venus. Don't you dare get ahead of us, right?
Well, we were in Mexico, and I got a phone call from my girlfriend. She was screaming and crying, and I had no idea what was going on. And turns out somebody that I worked with that I knew before she did, actually answered the call on her phone and said, maybe it's not the best time to talk. And it was just a mess once I got back, because I was in Mexico enjoying my vacation, and then I got back, and it was just a shit show.
Sounds kind of confusing. Did you cheat or not?
I did not.
And who did she accuse you of cheating with?
I plead the fifth.
Oh, sounds pretty sus. You might have done it. And that ended your relationship?
Ended my relationship.
Well.
Mike, can I
tell you
something, though?
Yeah.
He was...
Yeah, I totally farted. All right.
In Mexico, every night he would sit on the balcony and just, like, listen to his girlfriend scream in his ear. And it was so fucking funny.
I have to say that I was there, luckily, for that time. I kind of remember it. But let me just say, the fart's not going right. It'll hit you. this smells like all of my breakups. But followers, if you can smell this, you don't even need my stories. All right, back to the story, though.
Fourth breakup.
I was there for that. And let me just say, the person that was there mending the situation, throwing the party, was threatening this bitch, his current girlfriend, to get an Uber and leave because it was just so messy, man. It was awful. Fart's gone. You can stop overreacting. All right. Well, I'm not going to lie, Anus. That was like a terrible story. My worst breakup, I think, was one of my most recents. My boyfriend, Rabe.
Rip.
Yeah, but that wasn't... It's controversial. It's controversial.
It's controversial.
No, it's controversial. Did he break up with me or did I break up with him?
I think he's gay.
Yeah, 100%.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'm just going to say I think he's gay because he's not dating me. Hair flip. Just kidding. So, I have this good friend who takes pictures for me. Takes pictures in general. Great, great photographer. If you need anyone, Lucas Misha Photography. Anyway, I had this great idea that he would take these burlesque pictures of me in my freshman dorm, and I'd give it to my boyfriend at the time as a little going away, summer break gift.
Me.
Yeah, literally. So I took these pictures. We had both my roommates on lighting. It was such a fucking force. And ass naked, rolls edited out, face fully fucking in these, walked into Walgreens, got these motherfuckers printed in front of everyone. Oh, yeah, they don't got private screens. Everyone saw my titties. And we printed them out, sealed it with a kiss, and I scurried up to his room, and I was like, oh, dear Brave, I've got you these pictures. I know you're going away. Just open them when you get a chance, with like a 7-page fucking written letter with my heart juice spilt all over it. And, you know, vulnerable as I was, I go to practice, and his roommate stops me and goes, yeah, Shan, I've got some bad news. Rabe's gonna break up with you tomorrow. And I was like, oh my God. So I go to practice, right? My friends are talking to me, and all of a sudden I just burst out crying. My assistant coach stops me, and she goes, all right, here's the plan. You gotta break up with him first. So I go, okay.
Yeah, but how do you know he was gonna break up? Do you know for a fact?
Absolutely no clue, but me, I'm impulsive, pride real low.
That's why you're with Cam Hood.
No, Jesus Christ, man. Come on, all right.
You have to cut that out.
Yeah, so then I go back into his room, knock on his door, literally have like cue cards. I have this scheduled out way too much. And I knock on his door and I go, Rabe, we need to talk. And he's like, okay, what's up? And I'm like, we need to break up. And he was like, why? And I was like, I had no fucking clue what to say, because I didn't know what to say, because I didn't want to break up. And I was like, I just think the distance is going to be too much. It's like, what, a 4-hour drive? Yeah, that really shows how strong my relationships were. And then I went into his room when he was asleep and stuck my nudes back in my letter, and that was that. Then I re-gifted those nudes.
Do you think he would ever, if he found them, what do you think, like, would happen?
He would be as flaccid as all hell because he was gay.
And that's the end of this podcast.
And thank you for tuning in. Have a good night.